pain.
It's all this pain. It's when the devil calls my name, when I've forgotten, when time has rotten, so I can no longer depend on her the same. It's the pain of ghetto girls in the third grade locked inside of a birdcage with their wings clipped. It's the pain of African jungle boy when the skin that hangs from around his dick is snipped. So now he's a man, and now he's told to stand as the blood drips, forming a trail of tears of years traveled on a slave ship. From his native dialect lip to silent shouts on a field of American gravel next to human shit that his papa has excreted. It's the pain of seeing his entire lineage cheated. It's the pain of coke addicts that need it. It's the pain of seeing that same papa become defeated 400 years into the future. So now he don't stay in love like he used to. So now he catches the bus too, the Underground Railroad, like Harriet Tubman, but even faster, like he called Webster and personally told him how to define the word bastard. It's the pain of the Columbine disaster. It's the pain of children being raped by their pastor. It's the pain of being called out of your name like nigger or cracker. It's the pain of when a cracker is all you got to eat for an entire week, cause you've been laid off, cause your government's been paid off by huge corporations to install starvation so that only those already tall will experience elevation. It's this pain of being born out of stagnation, cause your daddy ain't never done shit, and neither did his dad, and neither did your great-grandpop. That really should have been called a bad grandpa. It's the pain of hearing the doubters say that you can't make this fad stop, that you'll be fashionably sorry as hell too. It's the